friends. We are continuing our previous shiur where we saw Niflaos Mitaras Hashem and the Tosfos in Tmure and Daf Gimel, who asks on the Gemara that says that Rido Marav says that Lav Shem Bo Maisa Ein Lokim, you see Tmura, that it's a Lav Shem Bo Maisa and you do get Malkus. So how do you figure that? And on that Tosfos says, why don't we say no? It's not a lav shein bo maisa tumura. It's a lav sheyesh bo maisa, but dibur avid maisa, like Rabbi Yochanan holds. And we concluded after close to a half hour of pilpulim that it really all depends on how you understand tumura. It might be that tumura is a mitzvah bo ba'aveira, and that's why. There's no kapara, because a mitzvah baba vera de raisa, and since the raisa the mitzvah baba vera, there's no kapara for the person, and memela, it's not his carbon, it goes completely out of his rishus. So then you would hold, if it goes out of his rishus, because it's not his, because the mitzvah baba vera de raisa, then tako v'dibura v'd maisa, when he makes it tumura, it's a maisa, because it goes out of his rishus, into the rishus of hektish completely. But if you hold that it's only derabbanan, but daraisa, there is kapara, means the animal is still his, and it's not considered a maisa, and that's takashitas Rabbi Yehuda, that that it remains partially in his rishus, and therefore it's not a maisa. And the question is, then why do you get malchus? That's the Gemara's kasha. So that summarizes in a nutshell, shebe nutshell, what we learned in the previous shiur. And now we're going to go further. Again, this is based on the Torah of really just an unbelievable Yid. It's not even Shaykh. His name was Rav Tzion HaKohen Kahn. He was a Rav in Europe before the war in St. Peter. And he already has a Sefer that I bought once that he wrote when he was 20. I'm saying, you think the man who wrote the Sefer was 120. There's so much incredible Torah in there. And he was just a young man, a Bocher. And he went through the Holocaust, and he came to the United States, and he lived in Williamsburg, and he has four volumes of Avnei Tzion, and a Sefer on Maseches Tumura, and really a off the charts, gone. So he says as follows: Im kenim anachnu b'chol anal, if everything we said until now is solid, we can now explain a Yerushalmi and Nazir Perikei Halacha Aleph, which is gebrengt in Kesef Mishneh and Hilchos Erchin v'Charomin in Perik Vov Halacha Dalet. Kol Ama Moedin She'ein Nish'al Al Tmurato. Everybody is Moda that there's no She'ela on Tmure. You can't do She'ela. You can't uproot the Tmura. The Kasha, and this Yerushalmi presents a Kasha. Tehaha, the ain't She'ela b'Tmura, that there's no She'ela b'Tmura is for a certain reason. You know why? Because Tmura works even b'Tos. In other words, when do you do She'ela? When there was a Tos. But it doesn't matter by Tmura, because Tmura is a filo b'Tos, even if you make it by mistake. And that's derived in Tmure on page 17a from the word Yige l'rabois shoigeg kimezit. The word Yige comes to include shoigeg, just like mezit. So Tmure works both ways. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda learns in Tmure on page 13a from the word yiyeh, something different than vlados a tumura. Ibazoi, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have the extra yiyeh, the rabbi shogei kemezid, and therefore it's not even betos, and thus there would be she'ela. The Tosfos Yomtiv in Tumura 1.5, Perek Aleph Mishneh Hei, says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, we don't darshan the rabbi shogei kemezid. Ibazoi, how did the Yerushalmi say to call Amam Moedim? Everybody agrees that there's no she'elan tumure. Das ist nicht gerecht. It's not true. Reb Yehuda doesn't hold to that. He doesn't hold she'ege kemezid b'tumure. And therefore, if you do it by mistake, it's no good. And thus, you can still do she'ela on it. You can do she'ela. It's a mistake. You can do she'ela. V'roish yol she'ela libe b'tumura. And it's fitting that she'ela should be effective according to Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to tumura, because he doesn't hold that it's even b'shogeg. So therefore, if it's a mistake, let him uproot it. So how can the Yerushalmi say that it's universal? Kol amam moedim shein nishal al trumaso. It's not true. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't subscribe to that. Rabbi Yosef Engel, in his Tziyunim L'Toyro, in Klal Chof Gimel, hat gefrekt di kashe on the Yerushalmi. And our Avoida is to probin, to enfer in the kasha, as they say in the yeshivas, to try to answer this kasha. So says Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Hagoyin Rabbi Ben Sion Zitzal, Sheyusuf Soysuf, David Veiz Bakever. I went to visit his son to purchase this svarim, a very nice chassidus sheyid, a Talmud Chacham in Williamsburg. I was there for a wedding, so after the chuppah, I snuck out with a friend and we went over to visit the Avnei Tzion's son. Remember, he gave me some, he had a nice air conditioned apartment in Williamsburg over there, and he gave me some cold orange juice. So I have a good memory of that day. In any event, so based on what we said, we can explain as follows, that in the Tshuvas Shol Meshiv of Yosef Shol Natanson, in Maradurash Sisoi, he's a lot of Maduras and a lot of Chalokim, there's a lot going on over there in the Shol Meshiv. In Simon Lamed Hey, he writes that the reason that she'ela is not effective by tumure is because b'dibura osam maise. You can't do she'ela by tumure because with your dibur you do a maise, and the dibur of the she'ela is not mevatel the maise of tumure. Since your dibur makes a maise, it transforms the animal from being chul into hektesh, that's the maisa. So the dibur of the she'ela, of being shoel, of trying to uproot, is not mevatel the maisa hatmure. And this is based on a shach, in cheshen mishpat, in siman, reish nun hei. And that b'dibur osam maisa, as we explained in the previous shir, is because it goes out mirushusoi lirushus hekdesh. It goes out of his rishus into the rishus of hekdesh, like Rabbi Yosef Engel said in the Sefer Lekach Tov, klal vav ois gimel. And the question is, it doesn't come out, it doesn't go out of your rishus, because as we saw in the previous shir, meikara toira deruvein vehashta toira deruvein. Earlier on it's Reuven's ox, and now it's still Reuven's ox. So as we see in Bava Kame, Ein Vav, so it doesn't leave your rishus. So how can you tell me it's a maise? However, b'tmure, since there's no kapara at all on the bailam like we see in Tmura 20, since it's Bava Avere, and it's a mitzvah Bava Avere, like the Mordechai says in Sukkah, Remez Tashmaz, that we cited in the previous shir, and it doesn't work for the Bailam, even as an Adava, so Taka goes out of the Rishus of the Bailam Lagamre, and it's a Shinui Be'etzem HaChefetz. It is a change in the very object itself. And therefore, B'tmure B'diburai Osa Maisa. By Tmura Taka, it is a Maisa because it went out of his Rishus completely, because he gets no credit for this carbon, so it's completely not his. Again, this was all explicated in the previous lecture. Now, the Taz in Eure Chaim Kuf Tzadi Vov writes that according to the Ravid, We don't say mitzvah ba ba'avera b'shoigeg. And so holds Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer HaYoshel and Simen Kuf Beis and the Mordechai in Sukkah in Remes Tov Shin Mem Zayin. And this is discussed, if you want a number of addresses, Shut Mar Yara Chaim Tzadiches, Rital Gazi Ochos Brochos Perek Chesim Etzamach Dalet, Shut Simchas Yom Tivlem Rital Gazi Simen Mem Beis, Shuvis Maram Shik in Orachaim Reis Tzadihei, who writes this Bidas HaRashba B'Yavomis Kuf Dalet, Vayenot B'Chasim Sofer B'Sukkah Daf Lamed. Okay, so back to our point, that we don't say Mitzvah Ba Ba'Aveira B'Shoigeg. And according to this Lich Ora, by Tumure B'Shoigeg, it's not Shayich to have a Mitzvah Ba Ba'Aveira. By Tumure B'Shoigeg, Lo Shayach Mitzvah Ba Ba'Aveira. Why? Because Tumur B'Shoigeg is Shoigeg. Right? Generally, Tumur B'Shoigeg is B'Shoigeg. And if it's B'Shoigeg, what do we say? It's not a Mitzvah Ba Ba'Aveira. And if it's not a Mitzvah Ba Ba'Aveira, it's Mechaper and the Bailim. And Lo Yatzeh Merishuso, it's still yours. Since it's Mechaper and you, it's still in your Rishus. And therefore, you can't say B'Diburo Ovid Maiseh. Mekene Zogin, that you can't say that with your Dibur you did a Maiseh because it remains in your Rishus. It doesn't go out of your Rishus. And if that's true, then the Dibur of the She'ela will come and be mevatel the dibur of the tumure. We said before, a dibur can't be mevatel a maise, but that's only if it's full-fledged tumure. But here it's not real tumure. Why not? Because it's b'shoigeg. It doesn't work. It's not going to be a mitzvah ba ba'aveira, and memela, it will be mechaper. It will be mechaper on the pailim. Because we're not going to pass it out mitzvah ba ba'aveira. And if that's true, then lo yatzeh merishuso. If lo yatzeh merishuso, it's still in his rishos. So then it's not shayich to say b'dibur avid maisa, that with your dibur doing a maisa. And if it's not a maisa because it's still in your rishus, then the dibur of the sheila comes and is mevatel the dibur of the tumure. And therefore sheila would be possible. And if so, by tumure b'shogeg, we can't use the reason of the sheol u'meishiv. What was the sheol u'meishiv's reason? The Sheol HaMeishiv's reason was that there's no She'ela is because B'dibur Asa Maisa and Lo Asi Dibur HaShe'ela Mevatel Maisa HaTumura, but that doesn't work if it's done B'Shogeg, because then it's not a Maisa and Dibur would be Mevatel. But in that we can say that, you know why She'ela doesn't work? She'ela doesn't work because even b'shogeg b'tos, it's tumura. V'lo mahani she'ela mitam zeh, there's a different reason. Because the reason she'ela doesn't work is because shogeg, because even if you do tumura b'shogeg b'tos, it's still tumura. And for that reason, there's no she'ela. You cannot uproot it because you made a mistake, because even a mistake works. But that's all according to the Rabbanan, that shroom is effective b'shogeg. But according to Rev Yehuda, that tumura b'shogeg is not effective at all. It's only effective b'mezid. According to Rabbi Yehuda, b'mezid, it's a mitzvah ba ba'aveira. And it's not mechaper on the bailim. And it's yotze legamrei merishusa malidei tumura. And if that's true, then b'dibur asa maisa. And she'ela is not going to be effective because lo asi dibur, the dibur of the she'ela, isn't coming and be mevatel l'maisa. And you're going to say b'shogeg, this time isn't shayach. According to Rabbi Yehuda, b'shogeg, it's not tumur at all. And therefore, the Yerushalmi was very good, was very correct, when it said, everybody says you can't do she'ela. V'doiki nachayno. So what was our kasha? Unzil's kasha was that, how can you tell me that everybody holds there's no she'ela and tumura? According to Rabbi Yehuda, there is she'ela and tumura. Why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is there she'ela and tumura? Because the yiyah that we learned, the Rabbi Shogeg Kemezid, And if the shogeg kemeza, that's why no she'ela b'truma, because it works even b'shogeg. But Rabbi Yehuda doesn't subscribe to that. Rabbi Yehuda says that he learned something else from the word yiyah. So he would not agree ain shnishala al tumurasa. He would hold you can be shoal. The answer is no, not according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is no such thing as tumura b'shogeg. And if there's no such thing as tumura b'shogeg, then when you did tumura, how did you do it? You did it b'meisid. And if you did it b'meisid, that's a meisa. And loasi dibur mevatel meisa. And what about shogeg? By shogeg it's b'chal not tumura. So the kulei alma, it's true. If you did tumura, you're not allowed to be shoal on the tumura. It doesn't work. Either because even if you did it b'shogeg, but it still works b'shogeg. Even tumura b'tos is tumura, so you can't do she'ela. Or let's say it doesn't work b'shogeg. It only works b'mezid. Oh, if it only works b'mezid, then it's a mitzvah ba b'aveira. And if it's a mitzvah ba b'aveira, then it's not mechaper on you at all. It's not mechaper on you at all. It's not yours. That's a maisa. So lost in the deeper of the shalom about the maisa, and that's shitas Rabbi Yehuda. If it holds, it only works by mezid tumura, and you can't be shol on that mezid because that mezid made it into a maisa. It's totally out of your rishus. There's no kapar at all, and therefore there's no tumura because lost in the deeper of mevatel maisa. So that answers that kasha beautifully, and the mirtz Hashem. With this, we can find from the kasha of the Maal Shoh. And that's an exciting thing to do in the next year. So, wow, it's mamish going to be out of this world. So I ask you to stay tuned. Beli neder, beli neder, beli neder. I'm really, really psyched about this. And then we have so much more. Asach, asach vosreden. We have a lot to talk about, sweet friends. So please stay tuned, and we'll have a lot more where this came from. It's mamish gewaldig. Thank you so much for listening. And we should always remember that Seif Davar, Hakol Nishma, Es Elokim Yira, Ves Mitzvois of Shmor, Ki Zeh Kol Adam. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.